Welcome back to the Leading Yourself podcast. We are officially in December. This is the very last stretch towards the end of the year. And December is also typically the month in which most companies kick off their performance review process. And I thought we can spend some time together today talking about some tips and some strategies on how you can take the most out of that conversation. So let's dig in into today's podcast episode. Welcome to the Leading Yourself podcast. This is your host, Carolina de Arriba. I'm an HR professional, health and fitness coach, wife, mom, and above all things, a goal-getter. In this podcast, we're going to be digging into all things leadership, professional and career development, habits, and relationships. This is a podcast for those who want to become the best version of themselves. Those who have big dreams and are willing to embrace the journey and put in the work to achieve them. My goal is to share with you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you in your journey. So let's dig in into today's episode. We are entering the performance review season, and I thought this is a great opportunity to talk a little bit about how to prepare for this conversation so you can get the most out of it. Now, you might be a little bit nervous about this meeting, completely normal, or maybe you're even looking forward to it, also normal. Either way, doing some prep beforehand is completely worth it. Your performance review is a great opportunity for you to showcase your contributions to your manager. In most cases, these meetings are held once a year, but most companies are moving into more periodic and frequent informal check-ins. Some of them are suggesting that you meet every quarter or even every month. In any case, preparation is key, so you can arm yourself with all the information that you need to have a really productive conversation with your manager. And you can move into that meeting with confidence. So today, I want to share with you simple steps that you can take to prepare for your performance review. Now, let me say that your performance review typically is comprised of at least three different sections. There is the section where you and your manager review your achievement on the previous year. So it's a kind of looking backward kind of reflection on not only your accomplishments, the things that you did, the projects that you work on, the impact that you created, but also how you developed and grow and the things that you did for your own development. Most companies, as they review the prior year or the prior period, they also evaluate behaviors and values. And these are typically linked to the company's values and leadership behaviors or key competencies. So we're going to talk about how can you prepare yourself to talk about all of those things. Then there is another section of your performance review, which is more forward looking, and that has to do with setting the goals for the next year and talking about what are the projects that you're going to take on in the next period, in the next year ahead, and what are some of the goals and tangible metrics that you're going to be measured against. And then the third section of this conversation has to do with your development. What are the things that you can do to continue to grow and improve both in your current role as well as in future roles down the road? So today I want to give you some tips and share with you some strategies that can help you across all these three sections of a performance review to help you take the most out of it. So the first thing that you need to do is just to understand the purpose of the performance review. It is completely natural to feel a little bit nervous about your review. For many people, especially if you are in early stages of your career, it can be sometimes very intimidating. And the important thing to know is that this review is meant to be a two-way conversation. And that means that you get to participate actively in the conversation, and together with your manager, identify areas for improvement, but also talk about your accomplishments and the things that you want to pursue in the future. So this is not a meeting where you're simply listening passively and just being evaluated by your manager, but more and more companies are moving to a two-way conversation. And I feel that the most productive, most effective, most powerful conversations are those that are two-way conversations, right? So you want to make sure that you start by just understanding the purpose of this performance review. And as we just discussed, the purpose is to, together with your manager, assess your performance this far, talk about your goals for the future, and also talk about your own development. Now, there are managers that split this conversation in multiple sessions, and there are managers that have this conversation all in one conversation. So it is important that you align with your manager and you understand what are the expectations of this conversation that you're going to have with him or her. So ask your manager, what is the purpose of the discussion and what are the expectations from his or her side coming into the conversation? Most companies, the HR departments also will have materials, information available for you to understand how the actual process works within your company. So make sure that if you have any questions, you reach out to your HR department and they'll be able to guide you to the right place so you can better understand what is the specific process, the specific purpose and expectations of this performance review within your company. Now, the next step you want to take is to gather data. And I think that it is important to gather data about different things. On one hand, you want to be clear on what are the expectations of you. If you set a specific goals to achieve in your last performance review, now is a good time to review them. If you're new to the company, you might not have goals, and maybe you don't even have a clear understanding of what your responsibilities are or what is expected of you to achieve. So during the review is a great time to ask those questions to your manager and gain clarity. Other points of data that you can look into to kind of understand the expectations is your job description, or even you might want to have a one-on-one conversation with your manager in preparation to the performance review, just to make sure that you both are aligned as to in what you're going to be evaluated. A lot of companies have now systems where there is transparency around the goals that you and your manager agreed on the previous period. So it's easy for you to access the information on what was agreed and what were the goals that were established for you. Now, we live in a world where change is the only constant. And many times what happens is that you set goals a year prior and so many things change during the year that those goals are not longer valid. So it's important that you also calibrate with your manager on how accurate those goals or how valid those goals still are. And that can happen during the performance review, but I actually recommend that you have a one-on-one conversation with your manager prior to the official performance review, just to calibrate and make sure that you're both in the same page as to what the conversation is going to be about and what are the goals that you're going to be measured against. Now, we'll talk about more this later, but this should be an ongoing conversation that happens during the year. As things change, you should constantly be calibrating with your manager and your manager with you on those goals. And we know that goals today's world are not static. They change based on the business needs, based on reprioritizations and a lot of things. So it's important that if you haven't had that ongoing conversation with your manager throughout the year, is something that you talk about with your manager in this upcoming review. So going forward, you can have more regular check-ins and review the validity of your goals and the priority of the goals that you are about to set for the next year. Another thing that you want to gather data around is the actual KPIs, metrics, examples of things that will support how you perform against the goals that you had set at the beginning of the year. You can also gather some feedback from others. There are companies that have instruments like 360-degree evaluations or other kinds of ways to gather feedback from people. Take advantage of those if those are available at your company. If not, it can be as easy as setting up your own free survey. There's a lot of web pages that offer free survey services, like SurveyMonkey, for example, though I don't know if it's free anymore. But I remember I used to do that every year. And at the end of every year, I used to set my own survey that I will send to a bunch of people that I had worked with throughout the year. It could be colleagues, it could be people in my team, it could be even my manager or other managers that I worked on different projects. Basically, people that you have worked with that can provide valuable feedback on how you did and how you showed up to the different projects and the different tasks and the different meetings and all the things throughout the year. You also want to take time to reflect on a few things, and I'm going to share with you a few questions that you can use to reflect and gather just your thoughts and information that can be valuable when you sit down and have that conversation with your manager. So these are some questions that I think can be helpful in that process. One can be, what have you achieved in the past 12 months? Have you taken any new responsibilities? What are those new responsibilities? We mentioned goals change throughout the year, and that can be impacted by different things. But one of the things is that your role has changed, or maybe you have taken new responsibilities. So reflecting about, has that happened, and what or how your responsibilities have changed during the year can be an important question to ask yourself in preparation for that performance review. Another question you can ask yourself is, did you receive any constructive feedback in your last review? And how did you address that feedback over this year? In other words, what did you do with the feedback that you received in the last performance review? Another question is, did you meet your KPIs? Did you meet your goals? Where did you end up at the end of the year on those KPIs that were set at the beginning of the year? Were there any barriers that kept you from hitting your goals? This is a very important question, because during the performance review, you not only want to make it a black and white, I met my goals or I did not meet my goals, but that reflection about what were the barriers that maybe prevent you from hitting your goals is an important reflection to have and an important conversation to have with your managers. Another question you can ask yourself in preparation for your performance review is, how did you improve yourself in the last 12 months? What are the things that you did to learn, to grow, to develop? I personally believe that during performance reviews, we're not only talking about the what, but also about the how. It is important to talk about what you accomplished, but also how you went about accomplishing those things. And that, a lot of times, is connected to your company values, key leadership behaviors, or key competencies. So if your company has something like that, make sure that you read through the definition of what those behaviors, those expectations, or those competencies are, and ask yourself, how did you show up in relation to those expectations, those behaviors, and those competencies? What examples can you find throughout the year where you actually demonstrated those things in how you went about accomplishing your goals and working with others and making an impact? And then another thing could be, in what ways, if any, did management lack during the year? Like, what support you needed that you didn't have, or what would you like to have more of going forward to enable you and support you to be successful? Another question, what resources or coaching do you require to be successful, or you wish you had this past year? So taking a look at what did you accomplish and the work that you did and the impact that you created in your team and your organization is a crucial part of your preparation for the performance review. Now, the next step in preparation for your performance review is to communicate with your manager. We already talked about having a pre-alignment session to make sure you both are on the same page as to what is going to be evaluated, what is the purpose of the conversation, how does your manager want to structure or manage the conversation. Another thing is for you to share in advance some of these information and reflection that you just did with your manager ahead of time. That will help your manager prepare better so he or she can give you better feedback and better inputs in that performance review. So all that data gathering that you did, put some bullet points, make an executive summary, and send it with your manager. Again, there are companies that have systems already in place that allow you to enter all that information or some of that information in a system that your manager has access to, and that creates that transparency of information flow. But if you don't have something like that in the company that you work, it's as simple as sending an email to your manager saying, here are some things that I have reflected that I want to talk about when we meet for our performance review. And it could be things like the data that you gather around your achievement, again, against the goals and KPIs, as well as some bullet points on some of the reflections around the questions that I just shared with you. Another thing that is critical in a performance review is to be in the right mindset. And I think the right mindset to walk into a performance review is to be open to receive feedback. Whatever the rating and the feedback is, never play defense. Be open to receive that feedback. It is, at the end of the day, the perspective of your manager, and that matters. You can always ask clarifying questions once you get to the conversation, or you can provide arguments on why you see things different. At the end of the day, it's a two-way conversation. But it is important that you enter the conversation with an open mind, being open to listen to the feedback and to receive the feedback. If you go into the conversation already thinking that you're going to be on a defensive mode, then you're not going to take the most out of that conversation. The next thing that I think is very important in preparation for a performance review is to think about the next 12 months, right? We mentioned in the performance review, you start looking into the past and what you had accomplished and how did you show up in the last 12 months or whatever period of time. But it's also an opportunity to set goals, both performance and developmental goals for yourself for the next 12 months. So a few questions you can ask yourself and reflect on in preparation for the performance discussion include, what skills would you like to acquire in the next year? What responsibilities do you want to take on, or what things do you want to learn more about? What projects would you like to focus on? which ones you want to give the most energy to. What strengths and weaknesses would you like to improve or hone into in the next year? What goals would you like to work towards? And this one is a really good question to reflect on, what not only can help you influence what your goals are going to be for the next 12 months, but it can also demonstrate to your manager that, one, you're proactive, two, you understand the business and you understand the priorities of your team and your company, and can really show your capabilities to be result-oriented and future-oriented. So this is a great opportunity to think about, what do you know about the company's goals, the company's vision, the priorities of the company and your department, and try to make a proposal on what you think your goals should be in order to make an impact in your team and in your company. And come prepare with suggestions to share with your manager. During the conversation, you and your manager will agree on what those goals are. But believe me, your manager is really going to appreciate that you're being proactive and coming with proposals on what your goals should look like. That really speaks highly of you and puts you on the driver's seat of your career in this particular conversation. Another question you can ask yourself and reflect is, what career aspirations do you have? Do you want to work towards a promotion maybe, or you want to do a cross-functional move, or you want to learn a new skill, or you want to switch jobs, or maybe you want to learn about something else within your department? Think about, what are your career aspirations for the next 12 months? And it is important that whatever your career aspirations in the next 12 months are tied to that long-term vision for your career. So in preparation to your performance review is a great opportunity to also reflect on where you want to go in the long term. What are your long-term career goals? What are your aspirations? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now, 3 years from now, 10 years from now? And then think, what could you work on and focus on in the next 12 months that will put you in the right track to achieve your long-term career goals? Your career discussion can be a great opportunity to even share with your manager what those long-term goals are and what would you like to do in the next 12 months to help you get closer to that long-term vision. And also, what support you need from him or her in the next 12 months to make sure that you're making progress in the right direction. Another thing that it is important to do before you actually meet with your manager is to write down a list of questions that you want to ask your manager during the review. A lot of times, what I see happening and I hear from people happening is that they have their performance review, and because they did not prepare ahead of time, they walk out of the performance review and right after they regret not having asked a certain question or not having said something. The preparation for the performance review is key, is what it's going to help you take the most out of the conversation. And the same way that you're preparing yourself around your own accomplishments and your own aspirations and goals, it's important that you make a list of any questions that you have for your manager. Are there things that are not clear? Maybe it's around your own goals or the goals of your department or the company. Maybe are questions around expectations. Maybe are questions about communication. Whatever those are, make sure that you keep a running list of all the questions that you want to ask your manager related to that performance review. And then the last thing that I think is very important before having the actual conversation with your manager is to set intentions for your performance review. all the things that I have shared with you until this point are probably things that you have heard before, or your HR business partner at your company probably will mention to you at one point or another as tips to prepare for your performance review. These are very universal and very standard across companies, I had found out. One thing that I don't hear people talk enough about is setting intentions for the actual conversation. You want to walk into that conversation with a positive mindset. It will position you better no matter how the conversation goes. So think about, what do you want to get out of the conversation? Set intentions on how do you want to show up during that conversation with your manager. Just taking 5 minutes to think through what your intentions are can go long ways and can really help you take the most out of the conversation. Now let's talk about some tips for how to take the most out of the conversation when you are in the conversation. So far, all the tips that I share with you are more on the side of how to prepare for the conversation. We talked a little bit about the mindset that you need to adopt as you go into the conversation, but a couple other things that you might want to consider during your performance review are: take notes. Make sure that you're paying attention, that you're open to receive the feedback, that you're listening to your manager, but also that you're taking notes, because there's a lot of things that you are going to cover with your manager in this conversation that you might forget about afterwards. If you're having your conversation face-to-face, your body language is very important. Make sure that your body language shows your manager that you care about this conversation, that this conversation is important to you, that you are paying attention, that you're engaged. Make sure that you're making eye contact, that you're leaning in, that you are in a posture that denotes that you are involved and leaning into the conversation. If your performance review is virtual, which is more and more common these days, make sure that you turn your camera on, that you're also making eye contact, that again, you're taking notes at the same time. And even if you're meeting virtually, make sure that you let your manager know that you're going to be taking notes. So if he sees that you're looking elsewhere, it's not that you're not paying attention or that you're distracted, but that you're actually taking notes of your conversation. Another thing I think it's important to keep in mind during that performance review is to ask questions, to ask clarifying questions. You are going to be listening to your manager and the feedback that he or she is giving you. We talked about that, with an open mind. But there's going to be times that some of the things that your manager is sharing with you, you either don't understand, you cannot picture, or maybe you even see differently. Before you get into defensive mode, we already said we don't want to be in a defensive mode during this conversation. Ask some clarifying questions so you make sure you can understand your manager's perspective. Once you have understand your manager's perspective, if you don't agree with what he or she is sharing, here is where all that preparation that you did before this conversation is going to come so handy. Use examples. Share different points of data and information that you've gathered that help support your point of view and your perspective. Remember, it's a two-way conversation. It's also very important that before you close the meeting, you have covered all that you wanted to cover. Reconnect with those intentions that you said at the beginning of the discussion. Make sure that you're walking away with the discussion with the valuable feedback that you want and with concrete steps on what is next in the next months or year ahead. It's valid to let your manager know that maybe you had a different expectation of the conversation, or that some of your expectations were not met. Maybe you run out of time. Then ask your manager for more time at a different day or a different moment in time where you both can sit down again and finish the conversation. The worst thing that you can do is walk away from this conversation feeling that your expectations were not met, because that will make you feel regret. And I think there's nothing worse than having regret of not having covered something on the conversation, not having said something, or not having get the feedback that you need to continue to support your development in your company. Now, let's talk about what happens after the performance review. Most companies document that discussion in a formal performance review document that you will have to acknowledge at one point to close that cycle of the performance review. And that is all good. And as I said, make sure that you're in contact with your HR department so you know exactly what the process in your company looks like. What is most important is that at the end of the performance review, you have an agreement with your manager on how often you're going to touch base during the year. Be proactive. Suggest to meet every month or once a quarter to touch base and get feedback on how you're doing and recalibrate on the priorities and the goals. Because as we said at the beginning, those change throughout the year. So now is your opportunity to set up the system so you can have those ongoing conversations during the year and make sure that you're on top of the feedback in a way that you can quickly act upon it and that you're constantly aligning with your manager on what is most important. Those regular conversations can really add a lot of value, not only in helping you perform at your best, but also to grow and develop to your full potential. Okay, those are some of the tips and strategies that I wanted to share with you today. I hope that these are helpful. And let me offer something. If there is something that I didn't cover on today's podcast episode, if you have any particular questions, you will find a link on the show notes of this podcast episode where you can submit any questions that you have. And I promise I will get back with you with answers to any questions that you have. Now, if today's podcast episode was helpful and you can think of someone that can benefit from this particular content, do me a favor and forward them the link to this episode. With that, I hope you have a productive and amazing week ahead, and I will see you here again next week for another episode of the Leading Yourself podcast.